The Guardian.
Hello and welcome to The Guardian Film Show. Zan's off, Peter's off. So we're going to put ourselves into the hands of a higher power, which, given this week's films are all about judgment and retribution, might not be the best idea. Pray for us.
In line for payback this week, Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock put out an APB on cop comedy in Paul Feig's The Heat. And a decent family who've been sloppy in their church going feel the full force of the absence of the Lord in The Conjuring.
But first, a Nicholas Winding reference, Only God Forgives, an ultra-violent tale of vengeance set in the back streets of Bangkok. Before he went on holiday, Zan Brooks went down to his own Heart of Darkness, a karaoke bar in Soho, to talk to the director.
Nicholas, I hesitate to attach too much significance to the theme of karaoke in Only God Forgives, but I'm guessing it must be there for a reason.
It is there because I realized in Thailand that karaoke is a religion, that they take that stuff very, very serious. And what's very odd is that when Bangkok shuts down during the day and the night comes in, a whole other part of Thailand comes to life, which is much more supernatural. And you see these very odd karaoke clubs all around Bangkok, where they just sing these very strange fable songs. And I thought that was such an extraordinary thing that I had to put it in a movie.
Did you get the guy that did it?
It's a little more complicated than that, Mother.
There was someone else involved, and Billy was killed.
Oh.
Some cop.
If the tables were turned, your brother would have found your killer and brought me his head on a fucking platter.
Time to meet the devil.
I know you're fascinated by the idea of archetypes and fairy tales, which you explored in Drive. What kind of archetypal structure do you think Only God Forgives fits into?
Well, I guess it has the fable storytelling, you know, of a relationship between her mother and her son, and the son being chained to the womb of the mother, and in order to free himself has to re-enter the womb and essentially be castrated or amputated, whatever you call it, that he goes through. And then for that purpose, I came up with this character that's like a godlike figure, which is a Thai police lieutenant. And he's kind of based on the Old Testament as God, where God said, you have to be cruel because you will fear me, and I will be kind because you will love me. That's a very primal instinct.
Have you ever sung karaoke in your life?
I have no musical note. I do believe that there's supposed to be a clip of me and Ryan singing MacArthur Park on the internet, but that's just an urban legend.
I heard that you sang REO Speedwagon with him when you first met him.
Yes, but that's not on camera.
So there's no way that in a karaoke bar you would consent to sing karaoke?
There is not a snowball chance in hell, you know.
We booked it for the hour.
I know. But God, I guess I'm very repressed in that sense.
Zan Brooks trying to tempt Nicholas Winding Refn into crooning Aqua there. Now joining me is the closest thing I could find to a deity. She's my boss. She's Catherine Shores. This has got Nicholas Winding Refn shooting ultra-violence in glorious style. It's got Ryan Gosling not saying very much at all. How exactly is it a progression from Drive?
Well, it is an enormous progression. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of people will think, you know, I'll go and see this because I like Drive. And it's one of those things that, you know, you'd like to be able to say, if you like Drive, you'll love this.
Yeah.
But if you like Drive, you're still going to be really disturbed by this. Even if you love it, which you might, and which I sort of on some level did, in a way, one has to applaud the extraordinarily audacious sense in which this is a progression, because it's what it is it's an unexpurgated release of everything that is in Refn's soul, and that is beautiful and sick as hell and really screwed up and really interesting and really beautiful, and it's sort of an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And you do sort of think he's had this huge hit with Gosling and it's quite mainstream, and so he's absolutely gone for it.
Yeah.
He's just done everything that he always wanted to do, you feel, in a film ever, and it's incredible. Mm-hmm. I think it's brilliantly brave. I wish I could say I wholeheartedly enjoyed watching it. In retrospect, it's easy to think how fabulously daring and ambitious and beautiful it is. But it is, it isn't 100% enjoyable to watch, I found.
Mm.
Did you like it?
I think I liked it. I the problem I had with it is that it's such an exercise in style. There's some lovely cinematography from Larry Smith, and then Cliff Martinez is back on the soundtrack and he does some amazing stuff as well. It looks so great and it sounds so great, but there's no character for me, and there's no real plot. I think what I was looking for, maybe with the violence in particular, was some sense of character resolution, or that there was a point to it. But maybe that's what Winding Refn is saying, is that violence in its truest sense doesn't really have a point or a resolution. It's just about the act itself, and the act can be weirdly beautiful, and look at it, and here it is, and what are you going to do about it? It's not as neat as I want it to be, I guess.
I disagree. I mean, I think what he's saying is that God meets out this stuff. You know, the God character is very well defined in this, and he doesn't let anyone off the hook. There is no allowance given for familial affection or anything like that. He's absolutely a ruthless God, and that's what reminded me in the film of things like Werner Herzog's The Enigma of Caspar Hauser, which the original German title is something like Every Man for Himself and All Against God. And it's absolutely the same with this. There's a sense that God is there, and we're kind of powerless in front of him, and justice will be done. And there's something very Old Testament, very refreshing, very interesting about all that. You know, you try and dig around in the sort of plot of this, and you're going to get something biblical, you know, and there is something unbelievably ambitious about this film. I just wish it was
more fun to watch.
More fun to watch.
Do you think that Drive then was a blip in his career, and that's the so-called poppy film that he's going to make, and now we're going to be set up for a relentless string of difficult God pieces
he won't be able to after this. You know, this is a one-off. This feels like a kind of absolutely releasing everything that you can, because you can do it and because you have that amazing opportunity to do so. In the future, he won't be able to. I mean, you know, Refn is wonderful, but he's to some extent a hack. You know, he's done a couple of Miss Marples. He's not, you know, he goes where the money is. He's not a kind of, this is just a flamboyant statement and a brilliant opportunity seized, which must be incredibly fulfilling for him.
Mm. I can't wait for his Fast and Furious 8. That's Only God Forgives, showing us that even a brutal killer can be rendered harmless by a tiny bit of karaoke. Next, let's see what happens when God ups and leaves. Keep a firm grip on your popcorn. This is The Conjuring.
Who is that?
It's probably a mouse, or the wind, or a long-dead murderer with a grudge. The Conjuring stars Lily Taylor and Ron Livingston as an innocent couple plagued by demons. Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga are on hand as the spook detectives hired to clear house. Wait for it.
Ah! Catherine, there's a job lot of horror cliches here. You've got creaky doors, you've got spooky girls wandering all over the house, you've got a creaky swing chair outside on the porch. But when you and I saw this together, you had your fingers in your ears and your eyes shut, and I was scribbling at my pad trying to look like I wasn't too scared to look at the screen. So it's obviously doing something right.
I don't think you were scribbling, your hand was just shaking.
I think my hand was, yeah.
And I didn't have my ears shut and my eyes closed the whole way through, actually.
No, just the key points, yeah. You know, well, plot twists.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing, is that you start out like that. You start thinking, crikey, you know, the posters are saying I couldn't sleep for weeks afterwards. I'm really bad